This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The U.S. House of Representatives late Wednesday night approved a deal to avoid the federal government from defaulting on its debts. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The compromise agreement between House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden did not please most lawmakers, but still passed easily.
Yeas are 314, the nays are 117.
Tonight, we all made history.
Immediately after the vote, McCarthy said it's the biggest spending cut Congress has ever approved. Still, far-right conservatives like Chip Roy had vowed to block the bill.
You cut a deal that shouldn't have been cut,
saying the cuts were not nearly deep enough. Democrats said it was far better than the alternative, a potentially catastrophic first-ever default on America's debt. The bill now goes to the Senate, where Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said it would move quickly to the Oval Office.
I cannot stress enough that we have no margin for error.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. government on Wednesday strongly condemned North Korea's failed attempt to put a spy satellite in orbit because it used banned missile technology. More from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters at the White House the focus should be on pressuring Pyongyang not to conduct further launches because they are based on ballistic missile technology prohibited by multiple U.N. Security Council resolutions.
And they continue to develop military capabilities that are a threat not only on the peninsula but to the region.
The North Korean launch prompted air raid sirens to sound in Seoul, the South Korean capital, and a Japanese government warning to people on Okinawa to take shelter. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.